Fighters, it's time for Monday Mojo, your kick in the tail to help you attack the week and move one step closer to your goals. We're in and out of here in less than 5 minutes. Let's go. Fighters, welcome to Monday Mojo. Listen, I want to get down and dirty real quick. I want to get into your faces right now to kick this week off and talk about how you are going to be successful in 2022 with the new year. Most likely you have goals, you have plans, you have things you want to accomplish, the type of person you want to be, the type of business that you want to build. And I just want to call you out. Okay. I want to call you out. And if the shoe fits, you can go ahead and wear it. And if not, then move on. But listen, the number one thing that is going to help you reach the goals that you have for your life and your business is simply, will you honor the commitments that you make? Will you do what you say you are going to do? Like some of you still are not having consistent company meetings. Let's just take that one. That's a huge one. All right. And you don't lead your team with confidence and vision because you don't trust yourself as a leader. And you don't trust yourself because you continue to break promises to yourself. And this erodes your confidence. And then you feel like a poser, you feel like a fraud and a loser when you stand in front of your people. So you avoid doing that. Okay. And listen, this makes you unattractive to your team and to potential team members because you lack the confidence. So just having these meetings is the result of you not having a company meeting. It starts with you breaking a promise to yourself and letting yourself down. And some of you are like, well, I don't know what to do in the meeting. We just sit around and it starts out okay. Then we end up being a bunch of morons. We don't get anything done and I just waste a bunch of time. Well, then become a student of the fucking game. All right. Learn how to run a fucking meeting. Learn how to be a better leader. All right. Or maybe you're getting your ass kicked financially because you're living above your means. Again, if the shoe fits. All right. Maybe you're changing habits in your business and your marketing and sales and all this stuff and profit, but you're not making any adjustments at home or with your company overhead. And you're wondering why success financially isn't coming quicker. Well, I'll tell you what, work on the business and work on the not living above your means, and financial success will compound much faster. Okay. Or maybe you're sabotaging yourself and not doing what you know you need to do. Again, because like, oh, you're afraid to grow. You say things, oh, I just want to stay small and profitable. All right. Well, listen, in many cases, for the record, that's code for, I don't trust myself to grow as a leader, so I'll just stay here. Staying small is a fit for some. I totally get that. But if you want life-changing money, freedom, where you're not, you know, a ball and chain with your business, and some choices, you want the freedom of making choices in your life going forward, then you need to scale your business. And I don't just mean the top line, I mean the profit. Okay? You need to become a fanatic about growing sales, growing profitable sales, building your team. Okay? Stop saying things like, if I could just make X per year, I'd be good. That's you just tapping out. Don't tap out. All right. And finally, last thing I'm going to leave you with here today, if the shoe fits, go ahead and wear it. Is some of you listening to this right now, been listening to me for a long time, you follow our YouTube channel, maybe you've even been part of some of our programs on and off or whatever it might be. And the reality is some of you should just close your fucking business down and get a job right now because you continue to show evidence of someone who doesn't want to do what it takes to grow. You continue to use excuses like, I don't know my numbers. I don't know how to market my business. I haven't paid myself enough in a year. Okay, fill in the excuse. I don't care what it is. Guys, hustle, drive, resilience will trump knowledge enough to buy you some time to gain the knowledge. A lot of you just aren't working hard enough on your business. You're too consumed with the here and now right in front of you, but you're unwilling to get up earlier, stay up later, create content, train yourself, educate yourself, and you just wake up and you're reactive to the day each and every day, and you wonder why you're fucking broke and not making more success. All right? The knowledge for making money is easy. You already know it. Spend less than you bring in. You already have the knowledge to market your business, by the way. Open your fucking mouth without hesitation or apology every day. There's no shame in calling it quits if it means you'd be wealthier and happier doing something else. Lose your ego and move on. Okay? And some of you might be butthurt with this right now. Hey, Tom's telling me to quit. I'm never going to quit. Well, you're probably the ones that need to quit. All right. Because if you continually repeat the same year over and over and over in business, the same weeks, the same months, nothing ever changes. You're still as broke as you were fucking 8 years ago. Get the hell out of this. It's too hard. It's too stressful. Again, if the shoe fits. Guys, I deeply care about every one of you. I want you to kick serious ass in your life and your business in 2022 and beyond. All right. And I'm telling you right now, the number one key to you succeeding in those areas of your life and business, in every area of your life and business, is honor the commitments you make to yourself. Work on you. Get oxygen. Do the things you already know to do. Do what you already know to do. Most people just don't do what they already know to do. I mean, think about the dieting industry. Move your body more, eat less calories. That's as simple as we could put it if you want to lose weight. Everybody knows how to fucking lose weight, but people are breaking promises to themselves all the time because they won't get their ass out of bed and working out. They have no self-control when it comes to the shit that goes in their mouth. And they're like, well, I just think it's going to be a new diet. It's going to be a new book. It's going to be a new podcast or a show on dieting. That's going to be the ticket. No, you already know what to do. So same thing in your life, same thing in your business. Do what you know to do. Honor the commitments that you make to yourself. And I promise you, you will see massive improvements in everything that you touch. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out. Fighters, I appreciate you hanging out with me today as you kick your week off. Go do something great. All right. Don't let anyone, anything get in your way. And don't be anyone or anything's little bitch. This is your week. And if you're going to win the week, you need to win today. You win today, you create momentum, and then you win Tuesday, and then you win Wednesday, and so on. You all know how it works, but it starts right now. You got to come out of the gate hard. Like I said, I appreciate you hanging out here today. If you want to connect with me more and get some other great content that we have going out there, I want to encourage you to head to Instagram and follow me at RealTomReber. I'd appreciate that. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next Monday.